Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I would say that what we really need to do is apologize to Apple, compliment them for the job creation they're doing, and get about doing our job. Look in the mirror and let's make the tax code better, fairer, and more competitive worldwide. We should be giving them an award today. We should be congratulating them on being a great American company and hiring people and not vilifying them for obeying the law.
That was Kentucky Senator Rand Paul yesterday voicing his opposition to the line of questioning aimed at Apple CEO Tim Cook during a Senate hearing into Apple's tax practices. Derek Thompson, a senior editor at The Atlantic who oversees its business coverage, joins us now, who says, of course Apple avoids billions in taxes. It should. It's a business. Derek, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
I get the sense, as you were listening to these hearings or watching these hearings or reading about these hearings, that you were somewhat incredulous.
I was a little bit incredulous. You know, on the one hand, it'd be one thing if Apple, you know, had it done something mischievous or devious vis-a-vis like an IRS agent, like they had, you know, kidnapped somebody and then held them for ransom to keep their taxes low. That would have been illegal. We're not actually accusing Apple of doing anything that's illegal. We're accusing them essentially of behaving like a corporation. Corporations in every aspect of their business try to find ways to minimize costs, right? You know, that's why Apple builds a lot of its stuff overseas. It's a reason, you know, why they find ways to manage their global supply chain. This is basically them managing their tax supply chain. They're finding ways to use the international tax system to minimize their tax bill so that they have more money left over to invest in people and invest in products.
Yeah, I think Senator John McCain was one of the most critical yesterday of Apple's practices, saying that they didn't necessarily break the letter of the law, from what they can tell, but they broke the spirit. It went against the spirit of the law. And, you know, I think a lot of people speculate that they're just trying to make an example of Apple so that they can push forward to change some of these laws.
Right. I mean, when you talk about the spirit of the law, you're talking about what do we want the corporate income tax code to do? What do we want the entire income tax code to do? Well, what we wanted to do is we wanted to raise enough money so that it can support the programs that we love. You know, it's one of the reasons why we just raised income taxes on people on income over $400,000. We thought that that money could be used to pay down the deficit, to pay for Social Security, Medicare. The corporate income tax code, however, is actually declining in terms of the amount of money that it gives to the federal government. Even as corporate taxes are high, so many of these companies are doing so much business overseas and getting so clever about using overseas tax sort of loopholes to conceal their money that we really don't rely on corporate income taxes the same way we used to fund all the things that we think of as government and the social safety net. So my feeling on this is you won't find a greater advocate than me for paying for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, these programs that we love and cherish. But we shouldn't be asking Apple to somehow adopt a definition of patriotism in which they pay more taxes than they think that they can. They're like any other company. They're going to try to keep their tax bill low, just as families across the country try to keep their tax bills low while, you know, actually meeting the law and not violating it and not getting an IRS audit. And so I really don't think that what they've done is bad. I think that it's utterly understandable.
Derek Thompson, a senior editor at The Atlantic, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.